morning, Dick. Moo Gook Taiwan Gobi.
Hmm?
That's Indian for this is Coleman Young, the chief of the city of Troy.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor. Yes, I see in the paper this morning that you want the loincloth removed from the statue of the Indian in front of Cobo Hall.
Well, Dick, let's face it. He's carrying a canoe on his shoulders.
Yeah.
You know, if there was anybody else around to see him naked.
Yeah.
Well, the Indian would have had them help him carry the damn canoe.
You know, you got a point there. That's right. Well, aren't you worried about offending anybody by removing the loincloth?
Hell, Dick, I don't care about the Indian vote. I'm just trying to give the citizens of the city of Troy what they want.
And they want a naked man holding a canoe.
Well, you know, I don't understand it either, Dick. But the kind of crowds Danny's strip joint in Windsor's drawing yeah. shows that the women of the city of Troy want to expand their horizons.
Yeah. Well, there's a difference between a statue and a dancer, though, Mayor Young.
Well, maybe we could motorize a statue.
Well, that'd be interesting.
Look, Dick, the important thing is to get the people to come back downtown.
And you think that naked statues are going to do that?
Well, that's right, Dick. In fact, right now, I'm making plans to remove the clothing from every statue in the city.
So everywhere you look, you'll see a naked statue.
That's right, Dick. I'm going to call my plan the People Mooner.
People Mooner. Have a good day, Mary Young.
Hey, Dick.
Bye-bye.